So I thought I might pass on a few of Ajahn Chah's stories about his wranglings with sexual desire. And the first story comes from a time when he was had started as a meditation monk and was deeply determined to try and get some kind of handle on his sexual desire. So he made the resolution that he wouldn't look at a woman for the whole of the 3 months Rains Retreat. No visual contact whatsoever. He would restrain his eyes, and when any time went arms round, or any time any woman came to the monastery, he would look away, would look at the ground, would not let himself see a female person at all. Because he saw how strong the impulse was to look, and the effect that would have on his mind. So, as you might have got a sense, he had some pretty awesome powers of resolution, determination. And for the whole 3 months, he managed to keep his resolve. That he managed not to look a single time at any woman. And so, come the end of the Rains Retreat, he was thinking, pretty good. I did pretty well there. It's pretty impressive. And so he said, okay, well, now let's see what the results of my practice is. So he thought, okay, well, when some of the village women come to the monastery, I'll deliberately look and see what, see how completely I have cut through this problem. And so he then described that after the alms round, when some of the women from the village came to bring food to the monastery, he deliberately kind of looked up and let himself see that this form of this woman coming moving across the sala. And then the people who were with him said, well, so then what happened? He went quiet for a moment and said, it was like being hit by lightning. I was a complete mess. You know, it was like I lost it totally. But he also said, so I realized, but that did teach me that that's not the way. Just by restraining it on its own is not the path out of the problem. That it has to be worked with some understanding.